This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, you know, the big day has finally come, and it's taken a lot of planning, of course. Like, the schedule coordinating and everything has been totally insania, but I... lasagna, remember that song? So I am like, yes, the food, the water with this fruit in it, the fruit water,
toilet.
The napkins, the toilet, everything has been perfectly appointed. And I can hear my wife's brand new Lexus pull into the driveway with the bow still on it. She drove it out with the bow on that morning. She said, I can't get this off. It's so heavy. It's so
it's
big.
Really heavy.
It's a metal bow. It had been welded on there because the
it's part of the car. It's the same material as the car.
It's car material because I said, like, otherwise it doesn't look like... It just looked wrong when I had the big ribbon. So I said, you know, this is part of the gift, but she's... And it's scratched up. She, I think, went under, like, an overpass. And so the bow's a little
bit...
She
should not have done that. And I've been very consistent on that.
Thank
she
you,
should
because
not
I
have
didn't,
done that.
Because I didn't want to say it. But I am... I will say, I think it's fair to say, I agree with my friend.
Take the exit... onto the highway, go up onto the highway, and then take the next exit off down.
Go around. It's a fine piece of machinery. It's Toyota's luxury shingle. So I am now, you know, I see the car, but I go, whatever. Like, I just don't want anything to spoil this moment. And I go, hide, hide, everybody get down. And I turn down the lights, and we're behind the couch. And, she comes in and she's sort of like putting bags down or something. And she's muttering to herself about the bow and the, how loud it was going into the parking garage. And I am like sort of waiting and I go, okay, now. And one at a time, they, Collins, Reinhardt, Sains, they all start to stand up. And she's going, what the fuck is like, why are these women in my house? And I go, you said that you love lilies. I say, you wanted lilies. So I've collected some
Lily
of the
Collins.
Most beautiful lilies in the world.
Lily Reinhardt.
Yes.
Lily Simmons.
Simmons.
Okay.
One of them. Simmons, I don't know how to, I didn't like, we didn't do a deep dive on her last name. She was like one of the last. Is there a big lily?
So now
like
I wonder, you were
out?
Talking. No, I mean, I guess I wonder, I mean, you like talked to me mostly about the preparations, but not exactly like what the thing, what was the toilet? Why did you have to
clean the toilet?
No, I know. But
if
like,
one of these women wants to use the toilet, I don't
I know,
want
but you had to
be...
buy a new, you were like shopping for a toilet. You had to like pick a new toilet.
I cleaned it before I installed it. Yeah.
You cleaned it. Okay. Okay.
Here was my thinking, and maybe this is crazy. There are these very high-end, luxurious Japanese toilets that have all kinds of machinery to them.
Yeah.
And they can do things to your body
you
would not even dream of. And I'm thinking, well, she's got this brand new Lexus, so she's putting her butt onto a very luxurious high-end machine.
So
and she's
going
to come home and sit down on a...
It might hurt her butt.
Fucking Kohler.
It could actually really injure her butt. You're right.
On like some dumb old American standard, just a lump of porcelain? No. I want her to be, especially with the lilies right out there. But she's now jealous. Why do you have three women hiding in my house?
Right.
And I'm like, what did you mean? Mm-hmm. And she says the flower. And I go, you didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was.
Now
that,
I'm wondering, yeah. I'm off the toilet thing, sort of. Where was what happened with Lily Singh? I'm wondering, I'm hearing this arrangement and like, I don't know who Lily Simmons is.
Mm.
But Lily Singh is not there.
Lily Singh was taping her show. It was during a taping. And this was okay. The only time the other three Lilies could do it. So this was really,
is it the show on like so late?
Yeah, but that's not when they tape it.
Is it the latest show ever?
That's not when they tape it.
Okay.
And actually, she came, it's not live, and she came by the time her show aired from that taping, she was there. She had arrived. Hmm. She wasn't there for the surprise part, but she showed up. But basically, I see her coming up the driveway. What was she driving? I think she pulled up in an Alfa Romeo Stelvio.
Oh, my God.
With quadrifoglio transmission. And she's coming down the walk, and I'm trying to signal. I'm like, the Lily thing didn't work out. I'm looking, hope she's got flowers, because otherwise my wife's not having none of it. Anyway, was not the best baby shower I had ever thrown. And none of her friends were there, and her family wasn't there. Her mom wasn't there, and her family wasn't there.
Wow.
And her,
hey,
and her
welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Gil.
Gil, an insider's guide to kicking butt, and seeing Gil and talking to Gil in the red carpet line back closets that we call recording studios.
That's right. I like the intimacy here. You know what I'm saying?
It is very, very intimate in this space. Always. We get very close. We get very physical. Mm-hmm. We lick our lips a lot.
Well, and Gil, you build your characters bottom up. And
that's
so
right.
I know that you're someone who, if you want to try out a new voice on this show, you'll throw on a different pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Do you like to record next to your shoes?
I like
that's
being around
allow
my shoes.
You to be, yeah, mm-hmm. to become the chameleon that we know you to be.
Well, yes. I mean, usually method actors have to put on the costume. They got to get just to feel they had to walk around like the character. I like to put the shoes on.
Mm-hmm. What's that shoe? What's that shoe saying?
What's this shoe?
What's that
one?
Shoe say?
That shoe
says just do it.
Yeah.
That's just exactly. What? Just
it says, "Rawr! I'm a leopard."
This one says, "Just do it." This okay. Nike shoe, and this one right over here says, "Yeah, I'm a roar. I'm fierce.
I'm a leopard.
Yeah, I'm fierce. I'm a leopard. Right. Stay out of my way."
Did you bag that one?
I did. I bagged this one too. See this plaid one?
Mm-hmm. You bagged that the
you
creature.
Bagged that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Slaughtered a plaid wild animal.
This one, yeah, well, you know, I was on, I don't know, have you guys ever been on safari? Have you been on safari?
Not as such.
No, okay. Well, you are, there's some certain safaris where you're allowed to bag any animal you want. You know, some people call it, they say it's poaching, but it really isn't poaching.
Mm-hmm.
I have been on a photo hunt safari.
Okay, so so you mean the video game? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, there's if you attend really nice lounges, bars, taverns, they will have actually entertainment provided right at the end of the bar, and it will be frequently a nudie photo hunt safari where there will be two pornographic images next to one another, and you identify the differences between them, and you know, there's maybe five things out of place.
Yeah, that's
areola
like
or whatever.
Right, right.
Yes.
I have been on safari. I will go to a tide pool and just stomp everything that I see.
That sounds aggressive. That sounds
everything
angry.
That moves bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
I will
that makes
absolutely
it fair.
Smear it on the rock.
In fact, it's not fair. You're giving them an mm-hmm. advantage because they're often wearing a shell.
That's how they did it. That's how, I mean, like this, like the take it back to that's how early man
used
did
to
it.
Do. Used
John
to
early.
Do.
That's how John Early. That's what I.
He
John
showed you early man. In a tide pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gil.
Yes.
Catch
hi.
Us up. Catch us up. Get into it.
Lots of stuff going on.
What was the date, Kevin, that we last spoke to Gil?
When did we talk to Gil? So just give us everything in between when we saw you.
I think it was September 14th. No, September 2014.
September what 2014.
Day?
God, must have been a Tuesday.
Probably was it on a Tuesday.
Wow. I
just said that.
Yeah, just threw that out. That's pretty impressive. It's been a while. I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
New?
Well, I don't know. You know, I had a few bad years, but now I'm doing I'm doing a wine podcast. I don't know if you guys.
Holy shit, Gil.
What? No.
Gil, I have been saying for so long.
That.
You have to, the Gil has to do a wine podcast.
Why doesn't
podcast?
Gil have a wine podcast? And we've been wanting, really, to get one of these wine guys in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that drink these wines have big bucks, Gil.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And people are like, oh, wine is like, I see wine at the store. I'm like, what is this scary?
What the fuck is
this
that?
This is scary. You walk it's got all different name.
You walk into a wine store, you're confused. Mood. You're confused. Yes. You walk into a wine store.
When I approach the wine section, if I accidentally see it and I haven't kind of prepped myself,
right?
I often have to turn around and go home without any of my food.
Mm-hmm.
You get scared. I get scared. I get embarrassed.
Really scared.
Yeah. I mean, and the guy comes over and he's just like, how can I help you? And I'm just like, I would stand there and just be like, you know?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That go on for
like an idiot.
Days.
Days. Just saying, yeah. So I figured, you know, why not have some, why not, which is the name of the podcast. Why not me? And so why not have someone who's sort of an amateur?
Wow.
Lead people in.
So you didn't learn. Did you learn about wine before starting the podcast?
Never had a sip.
And won't, is that right?
And will not. I'm allergic to alcohol. So, but I feel like I'm a way in, I'm the gateway drug. I help people in who are scared to go into a wine store.
It's mm-hmm. such a raw experience. And for you to be, at least in this way,
mm-hmm.
a virgin.
That's right.
I think is very brave to talk about, and mm-hmm. I think it provides a lot of opportunity to follow you on your journey and experience all the other things that are not just drinking wine, which in this case would be fucking.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But you could smell the wine, which is like maybe like just sort of licking someone's earlobe.
Eating out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there is something sexual about wine, isn't there? Mm-hmm. There's something very sensual about wine.
You know, this is giving me a good idea for a wine podcast. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of stinks.
It's mm-hmm. a little bit stinky.
It's a little bit pheromone-ish, right?
Yeah.
And we all know
where it leads.
It's like rotten, isn't it?
It's rotten, it stinks.
I think that's what they call the tannin, you know, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's what leads to the stinkiness. It's like, it's sort of an ass smell.
You need like a special mm-hmm. tool to get at it. Like it's like, you know, mm-hmm. like it just doesn't like open like others. Like if I open a soda or something, that's easy. But if I want to open wine, it's like, it's a whole fucking project.
It's mm-hmm. the waiter usually goes, does this stink right for you?
Yeah. They go, how do you think it stinks?
And how do you think it like, stinks?
Shoving it in your face.
It's sort of erotic if you, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's just me, but
it's mildly erotic.
If it falls on the ground while you're doing it, it gets everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It stains.
Yeah.
I mean, think about mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Just like the whole area of staining. That's just. Mm-hmm.
And there's all different kinds of it.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And it's all basically
understand
the same.
Any of it. It's all to me seems the same, and I don't really mm-hmm. get like what it is or why people are so excited about it.
Sometimes I get scared that's the joke, that like every yes. wine is the same, and I'm not yes. getting it, and they're like I'm getting fooled or something.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you ever had Chardonnay? Have you ever had Chardonnay? Have you guys tried? I'm sure you must have had.
So walk me through this. So you know more mm-hmm. about this than me.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about?
So I'm talking about, I believe it's a white wine, and
then
it's
no.
called then it's no. Chardonnay. And I think it's from some sort of Midwestern state called Chardonnay. I think if it doesn't come from that state, it isn't Chardonnay.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. Mm-hmm. And so basically it's a white wine that's sort of sweet.
Can I tell you what I thought you were talking about?
Okay.
Shark DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to answer, yes, I have had that.
You have had shark DNA. When did you have shark DNA?
At the hospital.
Oh, and then how did that happen? Just curiosity.
I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the show before, so if it's boring for anyone, you can fast forward a little bit. But I very badly wanted a dorsal fin. I felt like I was missing part of my back, which would be the dorsal fin part. And when I was swimming, you couldn't really see me if I was just below the surface. Mm-hmm. And I felt that was dangerous.
Sounds dangerous.
So I went to a very nice hospital and I basically said,
Cedars.
You know, it's near Cedars. It's under Cedars. It's below the earth. I located approximately on the same part of the map that Cedars would be, but you do have to go.
It's very like underground. Okay.
Yes. Have you ever seen the movie Core, where Aaron Eckhart and like Hilary Swank are in like a drill machine and they're heading for the core of the earth?
Yes.
So it's in between that and what you would think was the lowest part of Cedars, like in between where they go. But you ride in a similar machine. It's not as nice. The one they had in the movie is like really nice. That's like Hollywood stuff.
Right.
This one is like a little bit, could use some maintenance. But you get in there and you go, and there's like this basically almost the same doctors that you would find at Cedars. And I just said like, hey, I'm planning on going swimming this summer. Obviously, that's very dangerous. If you see my back the way it is now, can you help me? And they had a bunch of jars with different stuff, and one was shark DNA, and I just like took it in, sniffed it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, just railed it.
Just fucking schwacked it, man. Just took it all in one fatty
one schwack. One fatty schwack.
Mm-hmm. It was a mm-hmm. big schwack. And it was
Well, this is Chardonnay.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, you were talking about Chardonnay.
So it's a sweet white wine, basically. And I know how it smells. I've heard, you know, I have experts on the podcast.
This is this is just like a language thing, maybe like or like what they call it in different states or whatever. What you're talking about is Sprite Remix.
Sprite Remix?
Yes, you're talking about Sprite Remix. Yes. Yeah.
Sprite Remix, yes, has this very buttery sort of light bodied. It pairs really well.
It's
with
very
like
sweet.
Whitefish or
it stinks.
Well, it doesn't have bubbles. Sprite Remix.
It can.
Yeah,
it, can.
It depends on
it
when
can.
You open it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I age mine. Most of my Sprite Remix is aged. 20-25 years at this point. So,
and that's and you would consider that a wine? I don't know. I mean, I don't know too much about it. You consider that a wine, Sprite Remix?
I use it more for cooking.
Oh,
it's a cooking wine.
Hmm. And
for sandwiches, cold sandwiches.
I use it as a marinade. I use it as a dip. Like if I'm having like dinosaur shaped chicken nuggets, I'll dip those in some. Some aged Sprite Remix.
How are you? Do you have those dinosaur chicken nuggets a lot, or
if the microwave's working? The issue for me is you can't run my microwave at the same time as basically any of the lights in my house. So
oh,
you
no.
got to go pitch black in order to run the microwave, and then at that point it's sort of a hazard because finding the button on the door and like getting back and forth between the freezer, which you also have to unplug.
That sounds like a pain in the ass.
It's a little frustrating. But if it's during the day, if it's bright enough, or if it's a full moon, I can pull the shades up and I will make them. So, you know, I wouldn't say I have them all the time, but
I mean,
during
like,
the day, I always
like
have
those,
them.
Nothing like those full moon dinosaur nuggets.
You have to be able to, yeah, you got to be able to see them.
Yeah, so during the day, I always have them, probably every day when it's daytime out. But then at night, it's pretty rare I would have those for dinner unless it's a full moon.
Once a month, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Is there any other
Well, there's Pinot Noir. Have you heard that? Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Which is obviously a red wine.
Sound like a detective wine.
It's got a detective wine. Feeling, doesn't it? Yeah, the noir part makes me
think picture it having the fedora pulled down and it's puffing on the great big pipe, isn't it? And it's saying, you know, just excuse me, Watson. You know,
I think I got
this is Chinatown.
I
hear you.
Oh no, Gil, you didn't.
I did.
This is
I
Chinatown.
Went there.
Hey, it's Chinatown over there, you guys. Watson, look at that.
I didn't get what you were what you were talking about at first. I didn't hear what you were saying. I thought you said peanut DNA.
Okay.
I have had that. Yeah. I went
Well,
so,
you tell this what, on the store. Yeah,
based on Sean's experience, I've been needing a new primary care physician.
Okay.
My old one was just...
What was wrong?
Just started straight up ignoring me, my texts, not responding to any of my texts.
Did he feel did he or she feel bothered, or?
I have absolutely no way of knowing, but I know I was left on read by my own freaking doctor.
Wow. It's insulting.
Hey, Hayes, they didn't leave you on read. You left them speechless.
Ooh.
Okay.
Bring that energy to the podcast.
I guess that's possible. Doesn't solve anything about my nose.
It's still an issue. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a problem for you. Yeah.
So I went to my new primary care. So this doctor that Sean recommended me, like Dr. Moreau is my new primary care.
Moreau. Physician. Okay.
Yes.
And is this at Cedars as well?
Dr. Mike Monroe.
Oh, Mike Monroe. And is this underground?
Moreau. Yes, this is the same guy, Dr. Mike Moreau.
Under the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
He's really young.
Mm.
He's a teenager. He's like I guess his dad was like the Dr. Moreau, and he's like teen Dr. Moreau.
He's like a reboot. I mean, in a way, you know, to put it in entertainment terms, we all do live in this town. He's sort of, if you were to reboot the island of Dr. Moreau and move, say the island blew up and he had to live underground and his dad had been Dr. Moreau, this would be him, and he'd be young, and he is.
And how
and
young
so this was around the time you remember go ahead.
No, what age are we talking about? What kind of teen? On the young side, 13? Or are we
gonna
about
be a teen for a while? I don't know about 13, but definitely not 15.
Okay. No. Not 15 yet.
He's allowed to watch people drive from outside the car. Like his driving lesson now is like he can witness driving happening.
Is that a stage? I didn't know that was a stage.
Yeah.
It is now. No, it was so long ago. You know, it was so wild when they let us. They just let you jump in.
They let anybody do anything
in the truck
back in the day.
And just
while it was moving, they would just be driving it by. They would open the front door, and you just have to jump in, and then you just drive, man.
They jump out. They go, "Car's yours if you can catch it."
Go.
And you go sprinting up the street, jump
brick,
into the driver's
brick,
seat, and
brick on the gas pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Jump in. All right, so they have this stage. All right, it's basically, I guess, the learner's permit of today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
And
so he's like this weird little teen, and this was around. Remember when Baby Nut was like huge?
Baby Nut.
Around, Baby Nut.
Baby Nut.
Is this the nut DNA? Is this where
baby nut?
Just... We're still talking about the peanut DNA, yeah. Okay. But like, but that's not what I'm saying. Do you remember when baby nut was like
was huge.
Everyone is?
I mean,
like...
baby nut was very small, to be clear, but baby nut as a phenomenon was enormous.
Oh, that's Mr. Peanut's little friend.
Everyone,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Or I think his like
his son.
Reincarnation or something. I don't remember exactly. All I remember is like everyone is like very hot for this guy at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can admit now that I was like very
insanely
pissed and,
jealous.
And mad, yeah. Insanely jealous. Yes.
I remember trying to talk to you about just about anything else. And mm-hmm. I would say like, are you listening? And you'd be like, what is this fucking baby nut guy got that I don't got, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like sort of like flexing in front of the mirror. And I'm like, hey, we really have to figure out. Because, you know, we have these, you know, Gil, we have really long prep sessions for the podcast
yes.
where we mm-hmm. go over like all the stuff that we might talk about and like make our guests really comfortable. And
it's almost tantric. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, can you tell me what?
So, of course, tantric, we're saving the nut for later
that's right.
in the show.
What mm-hmm. is, can you tell me what it was about Baby Nut that just made you so envious?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
I have a theory.
Okay.
If I could. I honestly think, and you might hate to hear this, I think it, Gil, it's that they were so similar. Do you know what I mean when somebody's driving you nuts and you're just like, why does people like this guy? And it's like, why not me? Because I am this guy. You may not even see it in yourself, but I think that the, you know, the people we feel really passionate have these huge reactions to a lot of times because we're looking in the mirror mm. and we see ourselves. And Baby Nut to me, I mean, I saw him, honestly, it was like, is that my friend Hayes?
And what is, what quality about the Baby Nut did you see in Hayes?
Small little peanut, this big.
Just this, okay.
So I was going through sort of a why not me moment, and I go to Dr. Mike Moreau, and I'm like, give me his nose, basically. His nose is just a little pen stroke. It's mm-hmm. just a little, like, I got this honking beezer here. He's just got a little, whoop, just a little pen stroke. I'm like, give me that. He's like, okay. Crushes up some peanut DNA. I think it was a peanut. I think it was a crushed up peanut. And he had me
snorted?
Blast that. Yeah.
Wow.
I should mm-hmm. say my shark DNA, I do believe, was shark bites. I think it was melted down shark bites. And then they, you know, that he put them through some kind of shredder.
Incredible. That's,
yeah, I got the job done in terms
well,
of.
Well, you know, I did yeah. say, I well, I said Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
So it, mm-hmm. Not peanut DNA, and it's a red wine, a dark wine, and supposedly full bodied. I don't know. What do you think? I'm not sure what that
full bodied. To me, it's sounding more and more like jelly.
What do you mean?
It's sounding to me like what you're describing is made of grapes.
It's made of grapes.
Full bodied sounds pretty thick. To me, that's sounding like it is jelly.
Do
you put it on a sandwich?
No, you definitely put it in a cup. I mean,
jelly jar is a cup. I mean, a lot of people use jelly, you know, jelly jar, jelly glass for a cup.
I had a sommelier on the show, and that's someone who knows about wines, and he poured wine. This didn't look like jelly, Sean. I mean, he poured this wine into a glass, and it flowed. I mean,
is
jelly,
it possible that he poured something for you and he said some jelly
and thought that he was
sommelier. I it's possible that I got it wrong because I really don't know wines. I thought
you've never tried that, so like you're talking about like you're this like big expert or something. You've never tried it, you never will. It would die.
I mean, it would. I am allergic. Am I? Can I ask a question? Am I being an asshole right now?
I don't know if it's intentional. Like I,
putting
like, I
me
know
on the spot a little bit because we talked about this in the pre-show, but we work so hard to make our guests comfortable.
I know.
So I don't want to get into these confrontational.
I don't want to be self-righteous about type. Yeah, about wine. Yeah. I really don't know wines. I'm just, you know, sort of trying to be the messenger here about this didn't seem like jelly to me, but you know, I'm also not a jelly connoisseur.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say.
That's probably all I had to say. Yeah.
I think what you were doing maybe was showing off a little bit. It probably comes from a place of insecurity.
Yeah. It's a little gross.
I don't think, you know, I don't think it's fair to say you were being an asshole on purpose.
Sometimes, you know, I get a little full of myself. You know, I start to wave the peacock feathers around, you know, because I'm insecure. And I apologize.
Oh, that's powerful. God, hearing this guy who was being a raging prick not 5 minutes ago on the podcast.
Treat me like shit.
To hear him humble himself in front of us and just say, like, hey, look.
He knows he sucks.
Well, that's a lot, guys. That's a lot.
To say that he knows that he sucks, like, that's a really powerful moment that we just had on the show. Mm-hmm. This should get written up. Vulture, it's been a little while. This is maybe one you're going to want to write up. We don't always request that they do this, Gil, but
I'm not. I don't know if I was. I'm really good at apologies, but you know, there's been a lot in the news lately, so I'm trying my hardest to take responsibility for how I speak to people.
Mm-hmm.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
in the wilderness. Stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code THEBOYS. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a litter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma does drugs. okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, you've sent... And we can just like get into like you sent ahead a little sample of some wine that we can enjoy now.
Yes, I did. I sent some rosé over for you guys. And that's supposedly a mix of both red and white wines together.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so
what I have here is Crest brand rosé. Crest Complete Multi-Benefit Rosé. And this kills millions of germs. Is that right?
That, I mean, if that's what it says, that's what it does.
Okay.
So I got a slightly smaller one because I said I don't think, you know, I'm going to be able to hold up to that. But this also is, this is Crest Rosé, just in a little tube. And so I, you know, I'm willing to start.
This is tubed.
Eating this stuff.
This wine is tubed, right?
And now, when you initially told me you were sending this, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what you were saying when you said rosé was rogue DNA, meaning Joe Rogan's DNA.
But
you why call
would,
him rogue. But,
well, why would I? Oh, okay. I was going to ask why not? Why wouldn't I say Rogan? But I call him rogue. I forgot about that. I do.
When you talk about him, I guess you guys are so close, he lets you call him Rogue.
Rogue, mm-hmm. Roguester, the Rogue Man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Rogue Runner, meet me.
Rogarinsky, meet me, Roger, yeah. Rogue Runner.
Roger.
But I thought you were saying, you know, Joe Rogan's DNA is what you were sending me.
No, Rosé.
I got the tube, I said, this doesn't look like the last time I had Joe Rogan's DNA.
You did have Rogan's DNA, is that what you're saying? Because... I know Rogan. I'm close to him.
Yeah.
Next to
him. I never met him directly. I mean, I guess I met him through his DNA, but he and I have the same doctor.
This you do.
Dr. Moreau.
Why'd you just do it? Where'd you... You just went into a Jack.
Well, I had some of his DNA too, Gil.
That's remark. That's crazy. You're just too good at that.
Yeah.
I need a DNA to make my impressions better.
Whoa. Well, pretty tell cool, me about, huh? Tell me when you had the Rogan DNA.
Well, basically, I was mad at Hayes and I wanted to kick his ass. So I said, give me the toughest guy's DNA you can find. Because I had tried to kick Hayes' ass and he basically bashed me down until I looked like freaking baby nut. Like he just came over the top of me, pounding down like a hammer with his fist until I was sticking
him
out of the ground like that.
Now,
and
is
I thought, man, I need some skills.
Is this the same as the, is this the same sort of anger that comes through in the tide pool, Hayes?
Wow, that's so interesting. I don't do what I do in the tide pool with anger.
Okay.
I actually do that with love and a sense of exploration.
Mm.
Love of nature. And I am trying to identify as I'm smashing which ones in the tide pool are like the bullies, bad guys. Excuse me. I had a big glob of wine. So I'll look in there and be like, all right, is everyone like everyone being cool and normal in here?
And the first one who says yes.
Yes.
That's who you smash.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, the bullies will tell on themselves, Gil.
Mm.
Smeared. I'll drive an e-scooter through the tide pool. Back and forth.
And you can still pinpoint which ones are the bullies with that.
As I'm driving by on an e-scooter, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was putting the rosé on my lips. And it's not bad.
Are you getting a buzz?
It's not as good as Joe Rogan's DNA.
Well, oh yeah, how did you get Rogan's DNA?
Well, I went to Dr. Moreau and he said I've been keeping some shavings every time he comes in and
little Rogan shavings, yeah.
So he scattered those out on the table and I sort of he gave me like a Fun Dip, like Lick-A-Mate stick, mm-hmm. and I licked that till it was wet. And then I'd pick up the Rogan shavings and I'd lick those off. And then I hit the stick afterwards and I thought, oh, this is going to make me grow big muscles. But you know what? I didn't grow any muscles here. I grew them up here.
Oh.
I grew them up here. And Joe Rogan's DNA told me, you can't always beat him with these, and I'm holding my fists up, but you could beat him with this.
Smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
Pointing at my mind.
Yeah.
And so I went back over his house. I headbutt him right in the chest.
Wait, what about, I thought
and
you
we
meant,
were even.
Oh, I
this
thought you
big
meant.
Big ass brain.
I thought you meant outwit.
My head became so heavy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was like a kettlebell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And wow. Listening to him, listening to Rogan, changes your DNA.
Mm. It does. I mean,
it's basically a vaccine against bullshit.
You know those memes where you're like the head, the person's like sort of head just explodes. That's how I feel when I'm listening to his podcast.
Yeah,
you know, it's just eye opening.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is like a vaccine against bullshit, and the bullshit actually can't get you anymore, and it stops you from spreading bullshit to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bullshit was, let's be honest, a hoax to begin with, wasn't it?
Yeah, so... ultimately, what's so weird about the bullshit vaccine is it lets you know that you didn't actually need them and they actually hurt you. That one's good, but the others are fake.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like try to control you. Not this one.
No.
This one's good.
Yes. The thing you, so, okay, I know this is hard to track. So his bullshit, which actually not bullshit, that bullshit is good bullshit. Mm-hmm. And protect you from the other bullshit. So would he,
is saying the thing of this, you should do this, that's good. Because he
said
it.
That's right. If he's
or
talking
don't do it, if he says don't do this, that's good because he said it.
Right.
But if when somebody else says do mm-hmm. or don't do it, you go, well, did Joe
mm-hmm.
know you were going to say that? Or can I talk to him about it? I mean, because he's just, you know, he's a real guy.
He's a real guy. His
yeah,
microphone
I mean, if you
is
remember, mm-hmm. If you had Comedy Central around doing some math, I guess I would say 1996, 97. Sometimes instead of a commercial, they would just show, like, one of their commercials would just be 30 seconds of, like, a stand-up.
Stand-up,
like,
yeah.
Their best, funniest bit. And they would show one sometimes and be like, we're going to commercial. No, just kidding. We're going to, and it'd be like mm-hmm. Jim Brewer, you know, fighting himself or, you know, Dom Herrero, some, you know, Italian humor. But there was one that would be Joe Rogan just saying that he did think there were aliens. And I remember being 15 years old, 14 years old, whatever it was, and really struggling to identify what the comedy aspect was. Like, I was like, I do not see. I was thinking, I like this guy on news radio. There does not appear to be a joke. It appears this guy thinks there are aliens. And now Comedy Central has sort of sectioned this off as the best material he has. And he would just be talking about that. That's what you would watch. And then they go to commercial. Then they come back and you go, oh, good. You know, these guys are making fun of black and white movie. But
I mean, that's like he's pointing out something that no one was willing to say back then. You
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
He was Which a vaccine against the bullshit.
That he thinks something. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's my man show.
That those old clips or his podcast?
No, like his mm-hmm. the one that him and Doug, that's my man show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Oh, his Doug Stanhope and his.
I don't recognize this other.
And frankly, I don't recognize Doug either.
Mm.
For me, the man show only has one host.
Joe Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Rogue Runner. Beep, mm-hmm. beep.
Meep, meep. Can't catch him.
It's so Joe, the Fox, and two Juggies.
Yeah, the cool ones.
Well,
some of the Juggies suck.
Sorry.
You know what? I didn't say Rogan's DNA.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said Rosé. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was Rosé.
Exactly.
And so that's what I sent you guys.
Yeah, I put some on my lips.
I ate a lot. I'm not gonna have any more.
Now, can I ask you guys? Because I haven't ever tasted wine. Are you feeling a buzz right now? Are you feeling anything percolating?
I feel sick from some other stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to talk about it, or?
I just did.
I mean,
he just
more
did.
Specific.
He just
okay,
did.
Sorry. No, it's okay. I feel like
no,
I'm being an asshole.
No, did you not hear? He just said, just one second ago, he said that he feels sick from some other stuff.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm being a douchebag again, and I just twice in a podcast is not cool, and I apologize.
And the first time you apologized, it actually meant a lot to me.
And now,
and if you recall, I told Vulture they should write it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm wondering if you think you've got some get out of jail free card that your willingness to apologize then just absolves you mm-hmm. of any responsibility to behave in a way that is kind, which is the number one important thing on this show.
I mean, you guys talked about it pre-podcast. And I, you know, like, I don't know. I guess I don't care if
the show's funny. I don't care if people learn mm-hmm. jack shit. I care if we're kind to one another on here. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, that's enough.
And we're honest and we're accountable and we're like owning up to our shit. The Dane episode of Louie, that's our North Star.
Mm-hmm. None of this Carlos Mencia, Louie. Mm-hmm. Give me the Dane, Louie.
Just mm-hmm. kindness.
Obviously mm-hmm. without either of them involved.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm taking some of my own shit out on you guys, and I apologize. Because, you know, I'm...
Hey, I'm we're all carrying.
Do you
want to
talk... So is this like,
you want to talk about...
Like, yeah.
I mean,
is that
I don't
why you said, do you want to talk about it? Because, like, you want to talk
about
it?
I don't want to say... I don't want to say I just did. You know, I don't want to say that, because I don't want to... But I feel like...
Thing.
Yeah, that's kind of your thing. But I sure, I'll talk about, you know, I haven't been doing well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're sick.
I'm sick. What kind of, I mean, like
spiritually?
You throw up.
Throwing up.
Oh no, I'm not going to throw up. Yeah, it's more of a spirit, an emotional thing. Oh, you have an actual, you're actually sick.
I'm going to throw up.
what's wrong? Oh, I guess you just talked about it. I'm sorry.
Well, no, whatever. No, look, obviously you want every last detail. It's like people make choices. Choices have consequences. I'm going to throw up because of some...
Because of...
Decisions that I made.
Oh.
Earlier today
I
could have... I could have weighed more carefully. No, let's talk about it. I put marinara sauce on a cheesecake.
Uh-huh.
Why? I thought it would be good. And it was really bad, and some people were watching me, and they told me not to do it. And then I felt like because I had insisted on doing it, and they said, you just ruined, you know, two things.
Now,
you
see,
know,
you see,
because now we have nothing.
I would have been on your side if I was there.
Sticks in, and we none of us can eat the cheesecake. And I said, like, good, you know, like, because I want all of it. And I ate all of it, and I also was finding stuff in it while I was eating it that, even regardless of the marinara sauce, I should have probably not finished it. And some was like eggs from I think a lizard's eggs. Like there was like some, you know,
it's disgusting.
I mean, I know it was a lizard's eggs because I saw the lizard laying them.
You'd think marinara and cheese would go together. I mean, that's just like when you think about pizza.
This is exactly what I said before. Uh-huh. Is like that's. Sweet pizza. This is sweetza. This is sweets pizza. This is pizza. This is good. And everyone was going, please don't do it. Please don't do it. And I was like, you're crazy. And I took my first bite and I tried to hide it. They could see on my face I didn't like it. And
I
said,
you know,
look, just forget it. Let's just like order something else. You know, like this would have been weird for us to have for breakfast anyway.
I mean, and if it did taste good, they would have been ashamed of themselves.
They would have been sucking.
You see, I wish I could have cheese. I can't have cheese. I can't even. I've never had cheese.
It'll make you die?
I will get really sick. I'll have an allergic reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I can't have cheese. I can't have milk. Any dairy products, really. I've never had wine. I can't have bread.
What will happen to you?
You can't have bread. You can't have crust either.
I can't have crust on a pizza. I can't have fucking vegetables. I can't have fruit. My life sucks. It's like I have one thing that I can eat, and those are vitamins.
Okay. So you're being very cagey, but like, what exactly will happen to you? So like,
I will.
If you're not gonna die, like, what happens?
I will get a cold.
You get sick with a cold?
Yeah, I start to become
you sneeze.
Stuffy.
You get stuffed up.
I get congested.
You sneeze.
I sneeze. I cough. I run a low fever.
You have a glass thermometer just like sticking out of your mouth.
Eyes kind of watery, red.
I got to have a water bottle on my head for a week.
You just hold a blanket around you.
There's like little icicles coming down from my nose.
Oh, no. Your robe starts to fray.
My robe starts to fray. I got to put my feet in some warm water in a pot from the kitchen. It's awful. It's like, you know, when you get sick, you know, when you get sick, and that's what happens to me. Mm-hmm. So I basically can't have any food. I would love to put marinara on my cheesecake.
No, please don't. I'm going to throw up from doing it.
Obviously he couldn't throw up right there because he had to be embarrassed, but he will throw up at some point.
In the moment I could have thrown up and wanted to, but I held it down, and now I am going to, but now I tried to do it right before the podcast and I can't.
Do you think it's cool to throw up, or is it cool to hold it in?
I guess I kind of just told you because I held it in to avoid embarrassment in front of them. Yeah. Yes, in a different scenario, I think throwing up could have been incredibly cool.
Mm-hmm. Going to a movie and seeing someone on the screen be disrespectful in any way.
What about that?
To say something that like goes against my morals.
Yeah.
And to then throw up instantly.
That's cool.
On the theater seat. That's actually cool.
Mm-hmm.
But hold this in this case, in this context.
From food, I don't think there's really any. I don't think there's any scenario, you know, that's coming to mind where throwing up from food is cool. Throwing up from witnessing disrespect, even in a filmed piece of art.
Yeah.
Is pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
What about like throwing up from seeing a parent hit their kid or like yell at their
disrespectful.
Kid. Yeah, disrespect. Disrespectful. Yeah.
I think that falls under disrespect.
Falls under disrespect.
Yeah.
And like at some point, like if you're really cool, you do it so loud it summons the police.
Mm-hmm.
Right in their face.
But you're not a narc, you know? You didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Let's. Yeah.
You didn't call the cops.
No.
You barfed in their face.
You threw up so incredibly loud that the police had to come.
Yeah.
It's sort of a subtle way of calling the cops. And
people do it in different ways. Some people can do it just naturally. The way some people do it is completely silent.
Mm-hmm.
That and you just turn around suddenly and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That was quick.
That was so fast. It was completely silent.
The way I do it, though, I'm a screamer.
Are you?
You're gonna know when I'm getting there.
You're yelling and like hurling at the same time.
Yeah.
Is it quick or slow? Is it like a stream or?
I'll mix up the pace. Yeah.
Oh, you have that much control over your vomit. Okay.
It's like the Bellagio.
Like the Bellagio
like
fountain.
The fountains at the Bellagio.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll basically do a choreographed routine to Frank and the boys.
Well, call me Carl Reiner because I'm pretty amazed right now.
He was really, really blown away by those fountains. Here's a guy who I thought had seen a lot.
No.
Right? You never know what's going to do it for people.
You've no idea.
You don't. Because you look at Carl Reiner and you think, well, what would really, you know... What would really knock his socks off? I don't think I would have put the Bellagio fountains in the top 10 if I made a list. And boy,
they were right up there.
Lost money on that bet.
Yeah.
Oh, he was mesmerized.
Blown away. I heard they had to cut that scene down too. I heard that was like a 10-minute scene. He wouldn't stop ranting and raving about.
Well, the scene wasn't in the script. The scene wasn't in the movie.
Oh, really?
They couldn't get him to set.
Mm-hmm.
They said we need to do something to wrap up this guy, you know, this section of his story, and we can't get him inside the building to film any of the stuff we
That's
wrote.
That's crazy because he's
so
known.
We're gonna
as,
bring the cameras to him.
He's known as a nice guy, and to think about him saying "fuck you," I'm watching this fountain. That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and such a professional. You know, he's been in the business forever, but I think he was just that. It was that impactful for him to see him.
And so, you know, Carl passed, of course.
He and did I went to pass.
Yep, he did.
You went to the funeral?
I went to the service, yes, which they held at the fountains outside the Bellagio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
They spread his ashes and... Mm-hmm. and
oh, he was cremated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe not entirely.
What do you mean? Like half of his body was buried?
Yeah, I think some people, it was one of those, nobody could make up their mind what to do, and he never said
anything.
You know what?
I think I heard about this. I heard his head was cremated and his body was buried. Is that right?
That would make sense because they did have, the urn was wearing little, like, scuba goggles, like mask. So I think that was supposed to represent, like, this is dude's face and head. And
they set that kind of
and the coffin was really heavy. It was really heavy to have just been the head.
Yeah, oh my and they God. Set that adrift wow. as well.
Yeah, no, the coffin fountain. Also was put into the fountains.
So everything was thrown away. He really fell in love and just went for it all.
Yeah,
now, was it beautiful, Hayes? How was it? How was the service?
It was really nice. The song was "That's What I Like" by Bruno Mars, and the fountains were just like going to
the beat,
to the beat of the song.
You know what goes.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. Yeah,
that was Carl Reiner's funeral. Mm-hmm. Now I heard, you know, my sommelier or. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard what goes with, you know, a funeral is a Riesling. With you know, any kind of, if you're having an event, you might want something like a Riesling, which is like a dry, sweet wine. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever had Rieslings.
I have had a dry, sweet treat at a funeral. It was called the Reese's Pieces.
You had Reese's Pieces at a funeral?
Mm-hmm. And you actually, this is interesting because I ate them out of a slingshot.
To explain.
So basically there was a man who worked for the funeral parlor or whatever. And there was, this was during COVID. So it was, they didn't want like a big shared bowl that everyone's dipping their hands in and eating out of. So they had a guy with gloves and there's a bowl of Reese's Pieces and he would ask you to point to a color. There's like orange or yellow or brown and you point to one and then he would place it into a slingshot and you would pull down your mask and open your mouth and he would pull back and fire it directly into your mouth.
Now, did that hurt?
I didn't end up getting hurt because I had been doing so many things to my mouth just prior.
Okay.
That had actually built up quite a few calluses. And honestly, injury wasn't the biggest concern. You did... Basically, no matter what happened, you were going to choke pretty bad. It gets fired straight back into your throat. And
did you have any idea why?
It wound up being
this?
More funerals than we planned on that day because people were dying.
People died from the Reese's.
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I mean, I didn't understand what you were talking about at all when you first said it because I misheard
about
you.
Riesling.
Yeah, I thought you said. Grease DNA.
That's very far from Riesling.
Which I have had.
I feel like we're getting farther and farther away from what I'm saying, but okay. Yeah.
What's Grease DNA?
What is that?
I went to the doctor. I said, I'm going to be working on this movie. The movie Grease. And so I go to Dr. Mike and I say, chop this up. Just snork it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to work on this movie and they're like, okay, movie's called Grease. The first song's called Grease. And I'm like, okay, great. Great so far. Jax. Everything works. Grease is where it's all about this. They keep going. It's a song about kissing and like all this stuff. Everything is working. And then now there's another song about a car. And this one is called Greased Lightning.
And
I'm like, is this connected to the grease before?
Every song has grease in it?
There's
no,
too
that's
much
the
grease
thing.
In this movie.
It's either one. Yeah, that's the thing. There should either be one song with grease in it, and then the rest are telling a story, or there's every song has grease, or maybe no songs with grease, but they do two songs with grease, and the rest don't.
And Matt, I mean, like, think about that with any other you know, musical. I mean, if you had Book of Mormon and every song was about a book, that's ridiculous.
Or just two songs about two different books that don't appear. I just kept saying, like, are these connected in your mind?
Yeah.
Do you know, are you referencing the original thing, or are you just... are you just thinking about Grease because the movie is called,
Grease? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you have accidentally written another song that's mostly about Grease.
And did they have...
You're right to bring up other musicals because, like, Cats, they're all about cats.
Yes.
Everyone's mm-hmm. a cat. So you could do that. You could do that.
You could do
Chicago,
that.
Chicago, they never mention the city of Chicago. It doesn't come up once, and it works. It's just a vibe that surrounds the rest of what we're doing.
That's right.
But
that's right. Grease, it's twice. It's
sloppy. Mm. It's really sloppy.
Did they mention Grease any other time in the
movie Grease?
Yeah.
I had to take another I eventually spoke up, but like I had to say something for the third song. Grease School Dropout.
Yep.
I said, we cannot do this again.
What is a Grease school?
I don't know.
I've never even heard of that. It's ridiculous.
Well, when you showed up too, it was spelled G-R-E-E-C-E.
That is the weirdest thing. It's like, okay.
But everyone was dressed slicked back and greased up.
So what'd you change it to? Grease School Grease or something? Or what? What'd you...
I changed it to History School Dropout.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, let's do something that like people like really understand. Like you go to history school.
Yeah, you go to history school. And frankly, not enough people are going to history school, mm-hmm. at least not all the way through. So like a little bit of social commentary.
Ouch.
That's not aimed at you, Gil.
Okay.
That's not aimed at you. Come on.
A little shrapnel.
Caught some friendly fire, huh?
I feel like I got shranked.
You got fracked.
I got shrapped. I feel like you're still angry about the whole, you know, asking about the throw up thing.
You being so awful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the sick stuff. I feel like it's still mm-hmm. in the air.
At no point was I angry. Anger is not an emotion that services me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural emotion. You know, you got to let it out. Can't bottle it up. You know, just
if you
like
say that,
just like
that's
wine.
Too many times, Sean is going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's got sorry. It. It's right there. It's sitting right there.
You can't bottle it up.
I'm not taking the bait. You know, what I do with my anger is I just transform it. I just spin mm-hmm. it around in my mind. I picture it swirling around and changing colors and becoming horniness.
Sort of like in a glass, right? Swirl it around.
Hmm.
That's
making me think of wine.
Did you mean to do that?
That's now making me think of
wine.
Was that intentional?
Like, I mean, it feels premeditated.
It's like we planned it all. It's like we planned it all in the pre-show, isn't it?
Oh, so we actually knew what we were doing this whole time.
Once again, what
you think?
Plotted it out. What did you think, everybody? Tweet at us and let us know.
You think we're kids
and
here?
A gute Nacht.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan play a music game called What's the Scenario? The boys answer some listener questions, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Gil, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.